different kind of spatial topologies that exist within specific cities. So for this event, actually, it's a combination, I would say. You're not going to get a complete cross-section within the 3 days, so each day of the conference is going to be held in one location. So today, Block A and B, it's maybe a little bit confusing in the schedule, is all going to be held here. The day after, it's going to be held in Osmoy, and the day after that in Kumu. Kulturikartell, which is, I think it's only Kartell is the name that they have changed it to now, is this space. It's actually originally a gas works that originated in 1880 and went through several transformations to a turbine hall, and like all turbine halls that end their lives, they go into their next phase as a cultural institute. So it seems like the trend is continuing here. But in any case, it's a fabulous space. It's still under construction. I think this is one of the first events that's been held here. I'm not sure. But in any case, construction will be continuing, so we may have some kind of interruptions in the surrounding, but it's welcome interruptions as far as we're concerned, I hope. Tomorrow's sessions are going to be in Osmoy. I should mention that this is the furthest out location in the series. Each morning, it's starting at 11 o'clock. Osmoy is a Soviet-era urban planning utopia. You can recognize it on the zoomed-out map because it's a kind of typographical element inside the map. It's this pure geometric form, a very large-scale building. We'll talk a little bit about that tomorrow. And the last phase is going to be at Kumu, which is kind of the new face of Tallinn and Estonia. In terms of the contemporary art museum, kind of a new direction in architecture and an approach to the city. And that location is actually, oddly enough, the most generic in terms of the format. It's kind of this black box, this technologized black box format. So we have three very different locations. Tomorrow we're going to be in a school room. And the thematics is, it's really hard to actually categorize, I think, in the division that I've done. So some of the titles are maybe a little bit superficial to some of the presenters. So I'd like to say that as a kind of apology. But it's to try to give a little bit of a thematic overview. We're starting kind of within the local context or very specific approaches to locations. The second half is going to be dealing of the day-to-day with a question of soundscapes and maybe problematizing, hopefully, the term a little bit. It's a term that's been around for a while, and there are some questions that have been raised in the last years with regards to the usefulness of it in terms of the complexities that are being uncovered with the current attitudes towards space. And tomorrow is going to be more the social context, a little bit more zoomed out and more conceptual approaches, so getting down more to kind of the fundamentals of ideas or the baselines which create kind of notions of place through sound in the first place. And the last day is going to be kind of the hands-on. We're going to drop back onto Earth and look at what I'm calling applied soundscapes, so kind of approaches to either case studies of cities or actual intervention approaches that deal with the civic level with this question of sound or positive soundscapes, kind of moving beyond these whole ideas of noise abatement, which I think is also something that needs to be critically reassessed. So that's basically the next 3 days. We're starting with Block A, which is sounding the local. Does Tallinn resound, and if so, in what manner? Is there such a thing as a Baltic auditory trait? Do sonic ambiences assist in urban navigation, or do they introduce another spatiality altogether? Can sounds instill a sense of identity, cause alienation, or leave room to inscribe oneself into one's surrounding? So these are all very kind of crucial questions. It's maybe not the fact that we're going to answer these questions, but hopefully open up some of the aspects that can be dealt with further. And this is maybe something that I should say. There is a very limited amount of time. There are performances that start at 4 o'clock on each one of these days. So we're going to try to keep it as dense as possible. I would say that there should be room for a couple of questions after each one of the presentations, but I would say it's really only the essential questions that are maybe relevant to the topic, and to save maybe other questions also for the coffee breaks and for the events and the dinners in the evening where we're all going to be seeing each other as well. So this is not the end of the conference and discussion segment. This is kind of the beginning. But it's also a format within which you can get very explicit approaches.